Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ning Ninem Hang Sing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon students to embrace strong moral values in behavior and work ethics. Centre launches pilot project of Prime Minister's internship scheme aimed at providing 1.25 lakh opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat completes 10 years today. And state-level interdepartmental coordination meet focuses on civil registrations in Nagaland. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon students to embrace strong moral values in behavior and work ethics. She was addressing the convocation ceremony of Mohanlal Sukhadia University in Udaipur today on the first day of her two-day Rajasthan visit. The president said students should not do any such work in their lives which may tarnish their character. She told the students that there should be integrity in every aspect of their life.
संविधान निर्माता एवं अग्रणी राष्ट्र निर्माता बाबा साहेब का मानना था कि चरित्र शिक्षा से भी ज्यादा महत्वपूर्ण है कि ऐसा शिक्षित व्यक्ति जिसमें चरित्र और विनम्रता ना हो हिंसक जीव से भी अधिक खतरनाक होता है.
The president said that rapid changes are taking place in every field in the 21st century. These changes are also taking place in the fields of knowledge, science and technology. She told the students that in such a time, they need to maintain the spirit of the student to maintain the usefulness of their education. Ms. Murmu called upon the students to move ahead by maintaining a balance between personal ambition and social sensitivity. The government today launched a pilot project of the Prime Minister's internship scheme. The scheme, which was announced by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Union Budget 2024-25, aims to provide internship opportunities to 1 crore youth in top 500 companies over 5 years. Sources in the Ministry of Corporate Affairs said the government has earmarked 800 crore rupees for this pilot project. Sources added that the government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during financial year 2024-25. It will be implemented through an online portal, pminternship.mca.gov.in. Candidates can apply for an internship through the portal from 12th to 25th of this month. Duration of the internship will be 12 months. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popular radio program Mann Ki Baat has completed 10 years today. It was on this day in 2014, Mr. Modi had started sharing his thoughts through the program on Akashvani. In the 10 years journey of the program, the Prime Minister has touched significant social, cultural, environmental and behavioral issues which have created positive impact in the country. Mann Ki Baat has become an important platform for interaction between the Prime Minister and the citizens. In the Mann Ki Baat episode of last month, Mr. Modi had said that 10-year-long journey of the program has created a garland of sorts in which every episode encompasses new sagas, new records and new personalities get added. The Prime Minister added that the listeners of Mann Ki Baat are the real anchors of this show.
10 साल पहले मन की बात का प्रारंभ 3 अक्टूबर को विजयादशमी के दिन हुआ था. मन की बात की इस लंबी यात्रा के कई ऐसे पड़ाव हैं जिन्हें मैं कभी भूल नहीं सकता. मन की बात के करोड़ों श्रोता हमारी इस यात्रा के ऐसे साथी हैं जिनका मुझे निरंतर सहयोग मिलता रहा. देश के कोने कोने से उन्होंने जानकारियां उपलब्ध कराई. मन की बात के श्रोता ही इस कार्यक्रम के असली सूत्रधार हैं.
A state-level interdepartmental coordination committee meeting was held today at the Directorate of Economics and Statistics, Kohima. The meeting addressed key issues related to the registration of births and deaths in Nagaland, as well as efforts to improve the civil registration system across the state. Taking note of the high number of delay in birth registrations beyond 21 days, the meeting stressed upon the need to streamline registrations and the necessary documentary proof. Stakeholders from educational institutions, medical and Anganwadi centers and village development boards have been urged to promote awareness on timely registration. Discussions also included use of online registration portal, incentives to registrars and inclusion of teachers of government middle and high schools as registrars to improve the efficiency of the process. The meeting called upon continued efforts to improve the overall civil registration process in Nagaland, particularly through adoption of new technologies and better coordination between departments. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Senior Advocate Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench, C.T. Jamir, has stressed that culture evolves with the change of times and molds itself to the community. He was addressing the Students' Day Cum Cultural Program organized by the AU Kakitshir Telongjim Kohima yesterday. Mr. Jamir highlighted the need for preserving culture and understanding the importance of mother tongue as one's identity. He added that culture and education need to go hand in hand for the community to progress. Meanwhile, President Kohima AU Telongjim, teacher Bayanger emphasized the importance of mother tongue in one's culture. He said the mother tongue confirms the identity and community of a person. Mr. Chubayanger urged the gathering to seriously make efforts to preserve and give importance to the mother tongue. The Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, will conduct the Nagaland Emergency Preparedness Exercise, NEPEX, on 24th of this month. The event is carried out every year to test the state's capability to respond to any event of disaster. The 7th edition of NEPEX this year will be conducted by simulating earthquake scenario. More from the correspondent.
As a precursor to the NEPEX, an orientation and coordination conference will be held on October 9 with the National Disaster Management Authority, while tabletop exercise with all line departments and other stakeholders will be conducted on October 22. DDMAs will submit the reports to NSDMA on the 30th of October. This is Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rains in Nagaland and the rest of the northeast states tomorrow. Heavy to very heavy rainfall very likely to occur in isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. The weather body also said enhanced rainfall activity is very likely to continue over the region during the next 6 to 7 days. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon students to embrace strong moral values in behavior and work ethics. Center launches pilot project of Prime Minister's internship scheme aimed at providing 1.25 lakh opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat completes 10 years today. And state-level interdepartmental coordination meet focuses on civil registrations in Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.